रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः। सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 16 मारुति'स ग्रीफ। द डिस्क्रिप्शन बिगिंस नाउ। दस दिन आंजनेय लॉर्ड श्री रामा क्राउन्ड विद इन्फिनिट रेयर एक्सलेंसेस एंड द लेडी जानकी द वर्दी ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ रेवरेंस एंड प्रेज ऑफ द एंटायर क्रिएशन एंड येट हिज हार्ट वॉज अगेन वेड विद डाउट एंड ग्रीफ। Tears coursed down his cheeks as he revolved within himself the misery and wretchedness of the noble queen, and he burst into lamentations. Lakshmana deems it an honor to pay humble reverence and worship to her, and he sat at the feet of holy sages as Vasishtha. This is the beloved wife of Raghunatha, to whom the world looks for light and wisdom. Mighty, most mighty is destiny that it has dared to lay its icy hands on such a one as this daughter of Janaka. Verily, I am driven to conclude that there is no armor against fate. She knows right well the innermost heart of Rama and Lakshmana, and is not the least affected by the unspeakable danger and grief that assail her, even like the mother Ganga, whom the winter twines cannot deluge to overflow. An ideal pair these in beauty, age, excellence, character, conduct, and ancestry. Marathi again casts his eyes upon the lady Maithili of the hue of molten gold and resplendent even as Mahalakshmi, bringing joy and delight to the heart of all beings. He could not but think of Rama and exclaimed, O Raghava, was it not for this noble lady that you laid low with a single arrow the most mighty Vali and Kabandha, the equal of Ravana in valor and prowess? Was it not for this lady that you dispatched to the mansions of death the terrible Viradha, even as Indra slew of yore the Asura Shambhara? Was it not for this noble lady that the 14,000 fierce Rakshasas fell a prey to your fiery arrows at Janasthan, in sport, as it were? Was it not for this lady that Khara, Dushana, Trishuras, all redoubtable warriors and generals, gave up their lives on the field of battle, consumed by a valor? Why, the broad realms of Vali, his power and his wealth were matchless upon earth, and far beyond the utmost dreams of others, and rightly extolled by the world. And was it not for this lady that it all fell to the lot of Sugriva to enjoy? And was it not for this noble lady of broad and lovely eyes that I too crossed the dark waters and came over here? I would count it most just and most natural if Rama made sad havoc of the sea-girt earth and its sister worlds. Now which is most desirable, the absolute lordship over the earth, the middle world, the heavens, the Triloka as it were, or the privilege and honor of calling the lady Janaki as one's wife and the queen? Why, what a fool I am, even to allow the question in my heart, for the three worlds and all they hold are not worth the grain of dust on the feet of my mother Sita. The royal saint Janaka was ploughing the sacrificial field. Dharma had no secrets for him, for he was its mightiest exponent down on earth. When lo, this most holy, the most auspicious lady came out from the depths of Mother Earth, right at the end of the plough, with her lovely body covered by the sacred dust of the sacrificial ground, even like the pollen of the red lotus. She is verily wifely perfection incarnate. Besides, she is the first bride in the house of King Dasharatha of high ideals, bright fame, and undaunted courage in battle. And she is the darling, beloved wife of Sri Rama, to whom duty of every kind is an open book, as also the practice thereof, the mystery of things. And now, behold her in the cruel grip of these frightful Rakshasis. Oh, what a horror! She placed before everything her love to her husband, and left behind her the pomp and power and the luxury of royalty, and came out with him into the pathless woods that knew no human presence without the slightest regard for the miseries of a forest life. Roots, fruits, and such like produce of the woods is the sweetest fare unto her. To serve her Lord at all times, in all places, and in every way, he is her soul's delight, intensified 1,000-fold, and not to be compared for a moment with the pleasures of her royal palace in Ayodhya. Most unmeet to face even the slightest worry, anxiety, or sorrow, of the hue of purest gold, with a radiant smile and a sweet word ever on her lips. Yet she bears all patiently like her mother earth these horrors and cruelties. In the merciless grasp of this lord of the demons, yet she swerves not a hair's breadth from the noble path of right. And it is most just that Sri Rama should be united to her again and glad at his heart, even as a traveler in the desert with cracked lips and blackened tongue turns his delirious eyes upon an oasis bright with emerald grass and shady trees, through which sparkles the fiery waters of babbling fountains. Sri Rama will be beside himself with joy at meeting her again, even as a royal exile in adversity and despair, suddenly raised to the lordship of this broad earth. Deprived of the comfort and luxuries that is hers by right, torn with a brutal hand from those near and dear to her, she yet keeps a tenacious hold upon life in the hope that her Lord will not fail to find her out here, and she will some day be clasped in his arms. Her heart, her soul, her very existence is centered in Raghava. His image fills her heart and leaves no room for any other thought. Hence, she is cleanly oblivious of her tormentors and of these woods and trees around her. To a loyal wife, the brightest and noblest ornament is her lord and love. And separated from this noble dame is dimmed of luster, though she deserves that ornament most. What a wonder that Rama, the lord of this world, finds his side empty of his beloved and yet keeps his hold on life. Grief and sorrow have yet spared him. Verily, this is an impossible feat. I have heard it said that it is most rare to find a woman with the ends of her hair black, and this lady, endowed with her rare excellences, fascinates even Rama with her raven locks. The red lotus in its bloom hide its diminished head before her eyes. Her fittest place is on the lap of Rama, and now she is in the cruel grasp of these horrible Rakshasis. I, a mere ranger of the wood, am filled with unspeakable grief at beholding her. Then imagine what it would be to Sri Rama, the soul of compassion. If it is so to me, who would have put behind myself the joys and pleasures of life, how would it be to Rama, who is fashioned in every way to enjoy all that life could give? This noble lady has it in her hand to consume to ashes by the might of her wifely devotion and chastity this Ravana who wrought her grievous wrong. Yet she holds back her anger, and her patience and serenity is beyond the dreams of even Mother Earth. I would give anything to know how beautiful and lovely her eyes would have been when she lived free and unknown to care and grief under the mighty protection of Rama and Lakshmana. And that self-same fortunate lady is now in the midst of fierce-eyed Rakshasis. Cruel indeed is the heart of destiny, cruel beyond comparison, that has made her seek for shelter this lofty tree. Even as a lotus pool that has long delighted all creatures with its incomparable beauty, but has turned black and unpleasant to look at through deadly touch of frost, this lady Sita passed 12 long years in the dream of bliss in the company of Rama, through the delightful hills and vales, glades and forests, and lo, grief and misery laid their hands upon her and has bereft her of joy and glory. Yet it is possible to adjust oneself to life if joys and sorrow come in turns. But this daughter of Janaka is engulfed in a long, endless night of misery, unrelieved by the slightest gleam of hope. Their Chakravakas cannot meet during the day, such is their lot. And yet they bear up, looking forward to the gentle and merciful night to bring them together. And now Janaki would, in a way, steel her heart against the shafts of adversity if she but knew when she might be clasped in the arms of her beloved. But that is all dark and gloomy, the barren future. Poor girl, she sees before her a dead blank wall of utter darkness. And misfortunes never come singly. She was never brought up to pass through such hardship, for Janaka, her father, lavished every care and attention upon her as a child brought to him marvelously by the Mother Earth to cheer his barren heart. And now this charming grove in the bloom of spring is verily misnamed Ashoka, while her Shoka is intensified a thousandfold by it. And a meet companion has it found in the Queen of Night, who brings joy and delight to the hearts of all beings, but blasts her to nothing with her thousand fierce rays all ablaze. Thus did Marathi conclude within himself by many an inference, many a process of hard reasoning, that the lady he saw was Sita and none other. And yet, matchless though he was in strength and speed, he remained hid amidst the leafy shelter of the lofty Shimshupa. Mangalam Koshalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhe Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.